Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. Welcome to Vibes Anifa, Ethiopian Anifa. This is supposed to be the intro, I guess. Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, Ethiopian Anifa. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about colored flags, red flags, and green flags and people. I asked a few people to tell me their flags and people, and I'm going to read in some of them. So let's get it. And before I start first, okay, so I'm really sorry that I haven't dropped an episode since. I want you to just confuse me, so... But yeah, I'm back, so, yep. Okay, first one, this one says, red flags. When they say okay, when you tell them what's wrong. When they start making big promises way too early. When they change the subject a lot and never want to fully solve a matter. I feel like people like that, when you ask me what's wrong with me and you're telling me, okay, wait, are you mad? Like, what?
Shane, go away.
Like, what's wrong with you? Why do you not ask me the first as if you're going to say okay? Or when people start making promises way too early, I feel like it scares me. I don't think it's a flag for me, but I feel like it just scares me because I really don't want to expect too much and then you not now do it. You get, like, you tell me that I'm going to do this, I'm mashing, and you end up not doing nothing. Makes me feel like I don't know, I just feel one kind. So, like, I feel like if we're friends or anything, you shouldn't start giving me big promises. Like, let's work on that first. And then, if you're kind of person that you never want to solve a matter, like, every small thing, you're always changing the subject matter, please, I don't know, I don't like people like that. I feel like it's a red flag for me. Like, I'm telling you, I'm talking A, you're saying Z. Like, how does that even make any sense at all? Like, bro, doesn't make any bit of sense. So I feel like you should just not do that to me at all, because it's just one kind. Okay, this one says red flag, commitment phobes. If you have commitment phobes,
fair enough,
because bro, I can't be with somebody that there's no, it's the same kind of people that I'd be like, oh, I don't want to keep a label on something. I don't want to. Please don't do that to me. I don't do labels. I don't do this. Don't, please. Just leave me alone. Because you can't tell me that, oh, I can't be with one person. I can't do this. It's just really scary. I don't know. I feel like people that can't be trusted. Okay, and people that disregard other people's feelings because they do. If there's one thing in this life, never like invalidate somebody's feelings, like, no matter what, because people, like, it's just like I'm telling you now, I'm scared of cockroaches. And then you are now tell me that my emotions are invalid, like, why would I be afraid of cockroaches? Like, it's not everybody that's the same. You can't say that, okay, now some people that have like allergies or maybe something to something, and you're telling me now, why would a person be allergic to this? Why would a person, like, it's the same thing. You can't, like, no, but see, your trauma is different from this person's trauma. What you think is nothing might be big to this person. Just don't, like, go around invalidating other people's feelings. It's just really, really fucking ghetto. And you shouldn't do that to somebody. That's just wrong. Okay, this one says, green flags. If she watches anime, she can have me forever. Okay. Yes, people that watch anime, I feel like it's a green flag. If you don't watch anime, I don't know, I probably would not be friends with you like that. Like, I don't know, people that don't like anime, why would you not like anime? Anime people can never be bad. Green flag, red flag, if she likes preying on people's emotions, that's a no-no. Okay, like I said, emotional manipulation is like fucking shitty. Like,
are you not ashamed of yourself? Are you not embarrassed? This is really embarrassing.
Why would you want to do that to somebody? Somebody's child, omolomo. You'd be messing up with the person's emotions, doing tinkle tinkle with the person. That's just wrong, to be honest. Like, it's wrong. Really, really, really wrong. So, like, don't do that to somebody, please. If she holds grudges, that's a no-no. I'm the kind of person, I really don't know how to hold grudges. Like, if I'm angry with you, give it like a yes, the day I'm done. I don't know how to start doing, I'm not talking to you anymore, blah, blah, blah. Except maybe you decide yourself not talk to me again, that's fine, that's your business. But I don't know how to hold grudges at all. Like, boo, nah. If she ain't got bonda, that's a no-no. So people that do not have as red flags to you, wow, that's crazy.
I didn't hear nothing. That's suspicious. That's weird.
Okay, Muslim says, when they can't state what they want, but when they remember to compliment or point out little things I do, I think it's a green flag.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, fair enough. I'm a little lost, but fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm actually really lost. I don't understand this one, but fair enough. Yeah, yeah, green flags. Yeah, all those color things. Ha ha ha. This one says, to be very honest, almost everything is a red flag for me. If it's a guy, I'm cool with almost anything. But when it comes to women, there's an image already created in my mind on how she should look, what the fuck, behave, and even talk. Call me crazy, but if she doesn't hit every point, it's red fucking flags all over. Okay, first of all, this is literally 2021 and you're still talking like your ancestors and saying women should have a particular way they should act and behave. Like, you have this stereotypical idea of women, like, bro.
Well, hold on.
Bro, I don't know. I feel like if it's one of my friends, I probably read this. Please don't talk to me again, please, because what the fuck? This is really, really messed up. What the fuck? Nah. I'm really pissed at that, but yeah, let's move. People who have an attraction to money and have no personality of their own.
Fair enough.
Okay, so if you're a person that you're all about money, you don't have a mind of your own, you're always everything money. We can't be friends. I don't like materialistic people. They don't know. I don't like them. If you don't have a personality of your own, I feel like if you're a friend to me, yeah, your personality is probably what will make me be friends with you. So if you don't have a personality of your own, then I can't be friends with you. That's the thing. Like, I can't just be friends with you. Okay, this one says, my green flags, when he buys me food. Okay, when people buy me food, I like that. That's nice. Being able to initiate a conversation when we're both at a bad place and he says we'll figure this out together. If we are dating, yeah, and then use like all those we are, like, you know, those affirmation thingies, makes me happy. And then, you know, just, I don't know, like, maybe something is wrong with me and you're like, we'll figure this out together, we'll do this. You get? It just makes me extremely happy. This one says, when she starts sending you screenshots of the things in her gallery, my brother, Rodo.
God have mercy upon us.
Okay, so what the fuck is that supposed to mean? Oh my God. This says, okay, if she says don't worry, then 24 hours later she wants to talk about it. Male or female? Something is wrong and you don't want to address it now, and you want to bring it up later when I'm having peace of mind. Please, red fucking flag.
What was the reason?
What's the reason for bringing that up? Why? Okay, so it says, when he or she knows many people. If I'm walking with you and then everybody were on the road, you're saying hi, hey, what's up? Can you come? Yeah, you're saying hi to Amina, to Funke, to Jolade, to Mustafa, to Ahmed. Please don't be. I don't like that. That's just really ghetto. Please, that's fucking ghetto. Don't do that to me, please. I can cry because I don't know why I'm with you. Why are you why? When you post a picture and someone will be like, oh, it's not this guy. Hey, God. Okay, red flags. People that can't construct a full sentence in English. Okay, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't... If you're texting weirdly, I probably won't text you back. Like, why are you texting like that? Why? Okay. It says, if someone's name is Benedict, that's a major red flag. And that's... This is not even a joke. Okay, first of all, I feel like some people have, like... Some people... Your name... Some people's name trigger people. They can be, like, they give them PTSD and stuff like that. Like, my ex is now... Sometimes if I hear someone that's banned their name, they trigger some kind things for my head. But then I'm getting to leave it here, but I think I'm over it now. So that if you're, like, my ex and all that, I don't think I'll be mad if I hear somebody yet bearing your name or something. It's just one kind. Okay, so it says, red flags, aggressively stand artist, listens to only rap, rude to people he considers lesser, goes to abroad, begs for nudes or sex, fair enough, uses Twitter, uses Snapchat. First of all, if you aggressively stand an artist, I don't know, I really don't like, I stand somebody, but not, like, you get, I like people, I like artists, I like Gunna, for instance, but does not mean that you are like, that's your, oh, you are doing Ami, nah, fam. Or, listens to only rap. I don't like people that, like, stick to a particular dynamic, like, in a friend's house now, I have a brother, yeah? He watches only, like, action movies, listens to only UK rap, or whatever. And I'm like, why can't you not switch up a bit? Like, why can't you not just watch something else, comedy? Why can't you listen to something else? But I feel like some people are just like that. Like, they just want to stick to a particular thing, you get? Maybe that's what makes them happy. So maybe that's why. So that's understandable, but I don't know. I like when people, I like change, so I can't. Just like now, for instance, okay, on Twitter now, my Twitter area, I can't, I always change it every time. I don't know how to stick to one. You get? In the spirit of No Not November. Since Sanji de Kalim da vibe leton.
Because you have a machine you pray with every night.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. My podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Audible, Amazon Music, and many others. Kindly stream and put your friends on.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
In this life, have money or you go suffer.